Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 17th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. The information sources say Google is working on a project called Tivoli, which will use conversational AI to teach foreign languages through Google Search, likely launching in 2021. This will initially work over text, although Google is looking at how to integrate Tivoli into its voice assistant and YouTube. The Verge's Tom Warren reports that the entire Windows 11 interface has leaked online after first appearing on Baidu, ahead of Microsoft's announcement on June 24th. Overall, it looks similar to what's been planned for Windows 10X, uses rounded corners, centered icons in the taskbar, and a redesigned start menu with pinned apps, recent files, and shutdown and restart options. Microsoft will begin rolling out its Fluid framework, which allows blocks of Office content to live independently across the web in Microsoft Teams this summer, starting with a collaborative Notes app that syncs in real time with Outlook events. Microsoft will also update its Whiteboard app to serve as a canvas for Fluid components. Google opened its first retail store at 76 9th Avenue in New York City on the first floor of Google's New York headquarters. Customers will be able to buy Google hardware, accessories, and Google-branded merch, get tech support, and drop off items for repair. The store also has kiosks to highlight Google technology and services like Google Translate, Nightsight Photos, and Stadia. Amazon launched the Amazon App Store Small Business Accelerator Program, which will reduce the cut Amazon takes from developers from 30 to 20% for those earning less than $1 million per year. Those in the program will also receive an AWS credit equal to 10% of the developer's revenue. Reuters sources say China's State Administration for Market Regulation began an antitrust probe into the ride-hailing giant Didi Chuxing. The investigation will look at if Didi used competitive practices that unfairly forced out smaller rivals, and if Didi's pricing for ride-hailing is transparent. According to the research firm Strategy Analytics, Apple shipped the most 5G phones globally in Q1 with 40.4 million units, down 23% from last quarter, with Oppo, Vivo, Samsung, and Xiaomi rounding out the top five, all seeing over 40% growth on the quarter. Overall, 5G smartphone shipments increased 6% quarter on quarter. Russia's lower house of parliament passed legislation that requires foreign online platforms with over 500,000 daily users in Russia to establish local branches or a legal entity in the country. Non-complying sites would be designated as so on search engines, potentially excluded from search, and banned from advertising in Russia. Facebook announced that a new podcast page will go live on June 22nd. Creators can plug in an RSS feed, Facebook will offer a Clips tool to share selections on its network, and users will be able to listen directly on Facebook. A Qualcomm spokesperson confirmed that the Snapdragon Wear 4100, 4100 Plus, and 3100 platforms are all capable of supporting Google's upcoming Wear OS 3.0. It's not clear what actual devices will be upgraded to the new OS, with Fossil confirming its existing watches won't be upgraded, although some do include supported hardware. Leica announced its first self-branded phone, the Lights Phone 1, a SoftBank exclusive phone launching in July for 187,920 yen, or about 1,700 US dollars. The phone is largely a rebranded Sharp Aquos R6, adding Leica's red badge and a magnetic lens cap to the device's 1-inch 20-megapixel rear sensor and 240Hz 6.6-inch OLED display. Facebook plans to start testing ads in the Oculus title Blastin, as well as two other unnamed apps, after adding ads to the Oculus mobile app last month. Users will be able to block specific posts or companies, and Facebook says it has no plans to target ads based on movement data or voice assistant recordings. Sony will open up a beta program for the PS5 to users over 18 in the US, Canada, Japan, UK, Germany, or France. Microsoft began allowing Xbox owners to test upcoming software releases in its Insider program since late 2016. Researchers at Facebook and Michigan State University developed a way to analyze AI-generated imagery, including deepfakes, that can determine characteristics of the machine learning model that created it, even if the model has not been previously analyzed before. Previous research has been able to identify known AI models used on AI imagery, but this research opens the door to creating unique fingerprints for models useful for tracking the source of AI imagery across networks. And finally, OnePlus is merging with its longtime collaborator Oppo, officially becoming an Oppo sub-brand, but remaining independently operated. Both brands are owned by BBK Electronics, so the move appears to be about better pooling resources between the two. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.